a B&B creative production. This is Left on Dead.
Alex, did you get to meet Apollo? What did you learn?
God, slow down. Good morning. Would you like a cup of coffee?
Sorry, all I have in here is time to think about all this. Time for replaying all the events of my life that brought me here.
Yeah? Well, that's a great way to start our visit.
What do you mean?
As you know, I met Apollo.
Right. How is Cindy? I hope she's terrible.
You know she has every right to hate you.
Likewise.
Actually, I learned a lot from Apollo. Apollo is more than Cindy. It's a network.
A network? What does that mean?
I am sure that you know every single one of them.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nick, Apollo is a group of people from your past. A group that is bonded with a very specific purpose. Revenge. And while their methods are outside the line of reason, I have to say it sounds like they are justified.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. I hurt a lot of people. I ruined a lot of lives.
Ruined their lives? Cindy's dad killed himself for what you did to him.
I never thought that would happen. I thought he'd file for bankruptcy and move on like everybody else.
You're not a god, Nick. You're not able to see the outcomes before your actions.
If I would have known he would have done that, I never would have.
But you did. And your actions have consequences. Nick, you need to be held accountable for all the pain you've caused to so many people. Your actions demand justice.
I hate it here. I'm on edge all the time.
Do you ever sit back and think about how your actions affected so many people? Ray, who owned Pax and Fitz, was humiliated when he had to close up shop and start over in life. He was successful and good at what he did. But it wasn't just his pride. His kids had to move out of the only home they ever knew. His wife's family bought that land over 100 years ago, and they were forced to sell it to fund your selfishness.
I don't know what to say.
Well, then let me say this. Ever lay in bed and think about what you did to Troy? A man who works hard building a business from the ground up and watches everything he's worked for disappear like a freaking magic show. It wasn't enough for you to take his mortgage payments. You swindled your way into his life savings. But it's not just money, Nick. Did you know that Troy's wife left him because she assumed he was gambling away their hard-earned money? He literally lost everything. But you don't see that, do you, Nick? You just see a few more zeros on your own bank account and didn't give a second thought to how it was affecting Troy. How many others are there, Nick? Ever wonder about the ripple effect of your actions? You deserve to be held accountable. You deserve justice, not mercy, Nick.
I know you're not wrong. And in a way, it would be a relief. I carry the weight around with me all the time. But I'm not in here. I'm not on trial for the actions that I've done through my job at the bank. I'm on trial for something that I didn't do. If a judge asked me if I stole from innocent victims, I'd plead guilty because I did it. But here, Ted's murder, he was my best friend.
Well, to a judge and jury, it would appear that you stabbed your best friend in the back just like you did to everyone else. Literally.
I did not kill Ted.
Let me be frank with you, Nick. That's why I'm here. I want the truth. If you killed Ted, I want you to face that judgment.
I couldn't agree more. And let me be clear. If I'm held accountable for Ted's murder, justice will not be served. I did not kill my friend. Was I a good friend to him? Probably not. But I did not hurt him.
Yeah, well, it doesn't take a legal expert to predict what's going to happen in court. The prosecutor is going to show the jury that you are capable of being a monster. They're going to painstakingly go person by person to show just how many lives you've ruined.
Well, I hope the jury can also see that each and every one of them formed an alliance or a network against me and framed me for murder.
Okay. Let's walk through this.
Sure.
They're going to be able, pretty easily, in fact, to paint you out to be a selfish, ego-filled, money-hungry maniac.
You know I'm sitting right here, right?
Their words, not mine. Maybe mine. I'm still not sure. After they paint that picture, they still have to prove you were in the building with Ted at the time of his death.
And I wasn't?
Of course, any logical person would say that.
But I really wasn't.
Could you imagine? Mr. Boyd, where were you on the night that Ted was murdered? Oh, I was with him, but I didn't do it. Yes, I expect you and everyone else would say the same thing. So, how do you prove it? Phone records, cell phone tower pings?
First of all, I don't sound like that. Everywhere I go is close to the bank. Cell phone towers would show me in the area, but when I left the bank, Ted was very much alive and well.
It would be too convenient for security footage to show everyone the comings and goings of that night, but somehow they're all gone. No footage of that evening.
I wonder if...
What?
The bank updated the security system a few months ago. State-of-the-art stuff, video stored in the cloud for years. They told me it was all tamper-proof. They really took me for a ride.
Hurts, doesn't it?
Heh-heh. But part of their contract was to remove all the old system in the process. But they did leave a couple cameras up outside. One was in the back alley, and one was just down the street but pointed at the front door. I told them over and over to come take them down, but they kept blowing me off.
Well, Nick, a camera is essentially a paperweight if it's not connected to a storage device.
That's the thing. It's possible that it was still recording.
Impossible. How?
Have you ever paid for a cable subscription?
I'm sorry, did your Adderall wear off? I'm losing you.
So you pay for the services, but when you cancel, sometimes the plan doesn't end abruptly right then. Like, it doesn't shut off in a split second. They do that so they don't have to waste time sending you a check for the probated amount. They make you pay for the full month, and then on a certain day, the services stop. Yes, that's right. We called to cancel our services with that provider on March 15th. I bet we have footage for the camera on the cloud all the way through April 15th when they finally shut it off.
Ted was murdered on the 1st of April. You're telling me that there may be footage showing who went in and out of the bank on that day, and you are just now telling me about it.
I have had a few other things to deal with during this time, and honestly, I'd forgotten about it. I told myself that if the new company didn't take it down, it would be fine. It's a big camera, so worst case scenario, it's a deterrent for people trying to break in and to keep those skateboarding kids away after hours.
Well, how do I check into this?
Easy. Sarah, the building manager, would still have access to the account. She could go back and pull up the video and show everything if it still exists.
But will she? I hope she wouldn't just show this footage to anyone off the street.
No, of course not. I don't want many people to know about this. If it somehow gets back to Apollo, then they have the means to wipe it out too.
Your defense team?
No, they would have to disclose it to the prosecution before it could be entered into evidence. I have to do this in a way that catches everybody off guard.
I think I can do it.
Yeah? How?
If I can get the footage, I could copy it and make sure I always have a copy. I could play the video on the podcast social media platforms. This would ensure that everyone sees the videos and doesn't alert anyone before they're shown in court. This is tamper-proof. The only people who would know are you, me, and Sarah.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I thought it was a good plan.
It is, but you don't know Sarah. She's straight-laced, she's by the book, and she may not give you access.
I'll look at this face, Nick. I have my ways.
For real, that's your plan? Sarah came to the bank from the DMV. She could care less about who you are, your personality, and what your face looks like.
Oh, the DMV, huh?
Yeah, and like most DMV employees, she doesn't take crap off anybody. But unlike the DMV, she actually gets stuff done.
Well, I will be honest with her. I'll explain that the contents of the footage could very well contain the best evidence for or against you. I'll do my best to convince her not to tell the police, because it could vanish like the other footage.
I'd say you have a snowball's chance in hell, but it's really my only hope. Just do your thing, man. You make quite a name for yourself as a journalist and a podcaster at this point, and I'm sure you can come up with something.
I think this is the only way to prove who was in the building with Ted. I'm sure Sarah wants justice just as much as anyone else.
Yeah, she loved Ted. I mean, who didn't? Ted would always stop by and pick up donuts for her on Fridays. He said it was good for morale. He kept Sarah happy for sure, and if she's happy, everybody's happy. Maybe she'll help you out for Ted's sake.
Perfect. That's my in. I'll bring her donuts just like Ted did and tell her I want to help solve his crime. That might work.
Raspberry cream filled. That was always her favorite. Ted was great at that stuff. I can't believe I remember that.
Yeah, how do you remember that?
Well, it was my favorite too, and I tried to eat one once, and Ted told me to stop. He was saving it for Sarah. I called him a jerk, but that very well may have saved my life.
All right, Nick. Here goes nothing. I'll keep you posted.
A B&B creative production. This is Left on Deck. Distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.